So let me just give you an idea of the tempo that should be played at, just so you have an idea, because it's actually not much faster played at regular speed, but it is more of a Baroque tune that O'Carolan wrote than some of the other stuff that he's done. So it's a. Anyway, so that'll give you an idea of what the proper speed should be for that tune. It's not really good to play that really too slow. It's, in a slow session is one thing, but in general, if you can learn it and just play it just a little bit faster, it's better. So, all right, I guess we'll go back to reels. So we're gonna do. I got this tune in there for Lisa, this Bear Island. I gotta give Lisa a chance to get set up. So let me take a quick look. I have good news. I don't know, maybe you're interested, maybe you're not, I don't know. So if you have been following me, following my writings and stuff on the Facebook page and everything, Boxing Day happens to be a Saturday this year, and of course I'm doing the master session every Saturday right through. So far I'm booked right through the end of January, so I just confirmed today. So we're going to do boxes on Boxing Day, and there's going to be a few more surprises. But I confirmed Phil Cunningham today, so myself and Phil. Button box and piano accordion, Scottish music and Irish music for Boxing Day, for the Christmas. I think it's going to be great.
That's going to be
And
amazing.
I got a couple of messages into Ireland. I won't say who, and so we'll see what pops up. But I just wanted to throw that out there because I just confirmed it with Phil right before we started this evening. So that's very exciting. I've known Phil a long time, so. I'm really excited that he's going to do this together. And I was good friends with Phil and Johnny. The very first time I met Silly Wizard, for those of you who don't know, they had a band called Silly Wizard, and they came to New York, their first tour. And I went to the gig, and we ended up at a bar called the Real McCoy. It's not there anymore. It's been gone for a few years, but. So we had our instruments in it, and the guys came, but they didn't bring in any instruments. So they actually ended up borrowing instruments. So we had this jam session the first night we ever met. Johnny set his hair on fire drinking flaming Sambucas, and I ended up breakdancing with the accordion on about 5 in the morning. And Andy Stewart borrowed a banjo, and they all played. Myself and Eileen Ivers and Jerry O'Sullivan and a couple more people. So we had a really great night, the very first night. So a couple of weeks later, I got home from a gig about 3 in the morning, and so finally got put my head on the pillow and going to sleep, and the phone rings. I said, "Who the heck could be calling me 3:30, 4 o'clock in the bloody morning?" And I'm just so mad because I just fell asleep. And I pick up the phone and he goes, "Oh, hello, is that breakdance Johnny Whelan there?" Click. It was Phil Cunningham. Go ahead.
Could you just elaborate on the break dancing with the accordion strapped
You
to
want
you
me to show
part
you?
of
Is that what
that
you're
story?
into?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Save it for Boxing Day. Save it for
Yeah,
Boxing Day.
I think I'll save it for when I have a few whiskeys in me.
So is that when you started having back problems, John?
Actually, you know what? It's a sad story, but this is a true story also because Phil remembered it very succinctly. We did the Tuna Festival in Denmark, and so Phil was there. Oh, it's an amazing festival if you ever get a chance to go. Tondor, spelled Tondor, and anyway, so we're having the big finale, and I'm moonwalking with the accordion on, and they had these big, huge, thick cables going along the stage. And I backed into one of them and I lost my balance. So as I was falling backwards, I tried to correct myself by jerking forward, because I had the big Pal Soprani, which was a lot bigger than this thing. And so when I jerked forward, that's when my back went out. And so they laid me out. God bless them. Brian McNeil and his wife were taking care of me. And then here I am. I'm laying at the back of the stage waiting for an ambulance to take me to the hospital. And I'm crying with the pain. And Phil walks over and he goes, "Look, John is fairly serious," he says. "There's men in white coats coming to take you away." So I start laughing and crying at the same time. But that's Phil, you know, Phil. When I wrote Trip to Skye was when I went to visit Phil on the Isle of Skye. And we had a great time. And I won't tell that story. I tell it at some of my gigs, the story about how Trip to Skye came about. But I never forget. It was Christmas, and they had the family-run hotel there, and it was closed for Christmas. They didn't have any guests. But Phil got a trap for clay pigeon shooting. And so we went out Christmas Day, and he set up his trap and was shooting. I got photos of first time I ever had a gun in my hand in my life, and the last time I had a gun in my hand. And so I actually hit, I couldn't believe it, I actually hit two clay pigeons with this thing. But, you know, Phil is so good at so many things. He ended up becoming almost a champion. He said he was really, really close to becoming champion of Scotland in clay pigeon shooting. That's the kind of person he is. You know, he's got to be the best at everything, you know. So anyway, hope you can make it past the word around Boxing Day. Boxes on Boxing Day. All right, so I digress. I apologize. So let's go back to hornpipes then. Oh, The Rights of Man. How about that? Everybody loves The Rights of Man. And the homeroom.
Wait, you promised Bear Island.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Bear Island. Sorry, Lisa.
No, it's okay. I can wait. I'll just suffer quietly over here.
No, let's do it. I announced it already. Let's do it. No, we'll do it. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked and got carried away there, and now I can't. What are we doing it with? Now I can't find my blood. Oh, here it is. The Bear Island into the humours of Ballycarron. So, I got this from the great Finbar Dwyer, of course. Wrote this, I think. Him or he did, or Richard did, his brother. And then let me just say this. A lot of times, you know, there are certain sets that you put together in every session, like the Tom Bolton set and that kind of stuff, because everybody knows those sets. Fox Hunters, a lot of times, they do it in G&A. When I'm doing sessions, I really try to do different tunes. I don't do the same tune with every setting every time, you know. So I think if you're doing, because it becomes too familiar then, you know, it becomes too repetitive, and then it makes the set fresh, if that makes any sense, you know. So if you're at a session, you're doing stuff, and you say, oh, I do this, this, and this. I do this all the time. Change it up. Put the first tune with a different tune, or the second tune with another tune. So, just a little.